Shortly after swine flu appeared in the U.S., prevention measures were fast and widespread. Cinco de Mayo celebrations in Chicago and Milwaukee were canceled, some Wisconsin schools closed, and college students at UW-Oshkosh were advised not to shake hands at graduation. Now what some say was an overly cautious approach has changed. Schools closed in Milwaukee are now open, and a canceled field trip to Boston is back on for students at Wedgewood Park International. School principal Susan Curry says the level of concern over contracting the flu is low, and students are just glad to go.
The students are very excited. 28 students are still scheduled to go in June.
The number of people confirmed as having H1N1 shot up to 233 Thursday, but the public's outward response is far less than it was with fewer cases. State Health Department spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says it's still important to keep the virus from spreading.
I think you're seeing that people are feeling more comfortable because we have more information about the virus, but people should still take those precautions to protect themselves.
Precautions include hand washing and staying home when sick. If you think you're ill with H1N1, Marquis advises you call your doctor first and see if your symptoms warrant a test. Many health providers across the state have been swamped with requests to be checked out. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.